Andre. Tell me a little bit about yourself. Just background information, such as where you live, where you lived.
Oh, lived? Okay. My name is Andre Thompson. I lived in Jamaica in the parish of Manchester, in a small community called Wales. Yeah. And got its name from Wales, England.
Oh, I understand.
Yep.
Okay.
Because we were like, what do you call it? Under the English rule until 1962. Yep.
So, was that your primary language?
English? Oh, yes, it was. I guess it was Spanish before that. But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which languages do you speak other than English?
Oh, Jamaican.
Jamaican? Has a language of its own?
Yeah, it's a variation of English, but it's pretty much... It's kind of different, but, yeah.
Have you been to previously to America before deciding to come into college here?
No, I wasn't. I've never been here before.
So what made you want to come to America?
The American dream.
The American dream.
Yep. Yeah. Better education. Yeah, I had the choice between here or go to the university in Jamaica. Go to one of the universities in Jamaica. And I chose to come here.
So, talking about education, elementary school, here in America, we have, in Tulsa specifically, Oklahoma, we go from kindergarten to 12th grade. Do you guys have education like that in Jamaica, then you go on to college?
Yeah, it's like that, but it's not called 12th grade. After like 6th grade, it's called first form to 5th, and then you can... After fifth form, you can choose to go to, like, you refer to it as grade, what, 13, 14? It's called that, you can call it that, but it's called upper school. Then you can transition to college, or if you've done well enough, you can leave at 12th grade straight to college.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you said Jamaica had a university?
Yes, they do have three.
So what type of majors do they have in Jamaica?
Generally, they're technical vocations, but basically everything.
Okay. When you came to, what made you come to Tulsa Community College?
Oh, what made me choose it over staying in Jamaica? I'd say I have family here. I'd have to live on my own there. And I was like, I'm not ready.
So you have family here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what made you come to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Well, what's your impression when you first got here to Tulsa?
It was just different. It was hotter.
Oh,
then it was colder. It was like that for the most part. But... I'd say it's just like the suburban life. You drive here to there. Yeah, that's just different for me.
Do you have a car?
I do not. No, not yet. I plan to get one summer.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So you take bus transportation or do you just walk everywhere?
That's what I did this morning, yeah. My aunt, she works at San Francis, so... She dropped me there. I had to take the bus. It was raining. It was a terrible experience today. Not the best.
Yeah. Can you take one bus transportation from St. Francis at 61st and Yale all the way to Metro downtown?
To Denver.
Denver?
Yeah, Denver, like, I think it's second in Denver, so it's like 15
minutes.
Like 15 minutes to get here from there, walking, so... Yep.
So, do you have any disappointments once you got here? In the American dream? Come to live the American dream? Was there disappointments in...
If anything, I would say it would be like, as an internet... Being in the international status, that would be like the ball, the chain ball? Is that what it's referred to? Ball and chain, whatever. Yeah, that thing. Yeah,
okay.
That would be it. The status.
Okay. Was there private schools in Jamaica?
Yes, they were. But I only knew of one in my parish.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not that common.
So, something that I'm interested in is food. How's the food different here versus there? Better? Worse?
Yeah, it's better.
it's better here?
Yeah. No, not here. It's not.
Better than
it's better there. Like, I tried KFC here. I'd never eat it. I'd never eat it here again. But it's like the best thing in Jamaica. So, yeah. Burger King, terrible here. Best in Jamaica, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of things do you eat in Jamaica?
Oh, personally, I only eat chicken. So, that's what I can testify about. But it's pretty good. Like, jerk chicken. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What are you going to school for here?
Oh, nursing.
Nursing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you going to move on to a 4-year degree after TCC?
Yeah. Afterwards, work for a year. Then I think I'll either go to Rogers State or OSU.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Do you have a particular hospital that you're...
Oh, St. Francis.
You want to go to St. Francis.
Yeah, if not, St. John's. That's my plan.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are your impression of college classes here?
Oh, I'd say easier. They're easier except for my nursing classes. Those are terrible, but prior to this, like... Generally, I had no idea I could get 90s, like, back in Jamaica. I was, like, a C student, B at best. I had no idea I could get 90s until I got here. I was like, oh, I got 100? Wow.
Oh, really?
I didn't get 100, like, in high school, like, not at all.
So, did they have nursing back in Jamaica?
Yes, they do. Yeah. My cousin opted to do it. I have a cousin who's doing it there as well.
So, is the work harder there?
Yeah, I think so. Like, in high school, compared to what they're doing in high school, I think it's harder, personally, but...
Mm-hmm.
They say it's the same thing, but I think it's harder.
Culture, maybe, yeah. The difference.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's great. Are you working now?
Oh, yes, I do. I work at Taco Bueno.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you don't have any difficulties with your college classes?
Oh, yes, I do nursing. That's terrible.
No, nursing school.
Yeah, it's terrible. But I'm hanging in there.
What are you hoping to learn from college? More than just graduation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, within graduation, I guess make, like, long-lasting friendships so you can take it into the real world.
So you can relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What is something you would like for us to know about you?
In regards to what? Is there something specific?
Life. Jamaica. How did you get here?
Oh, that was like...
Did you just hop on a plane and fly? Or was it a long process to get into school?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, first I had to apply through the international office that's located at the Northeast campus. I had to apply, send an application. They had to review it. Then they'd say if they approve, they'll send like an I-20 to me. I'll take the I-20 to get a new passport from, because the old one won't let you like travel like that. So get a new one.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'd have to schedule an appointment at the embassy in Jamaica. Schedule that, went there, did an interview. They asked, oh, why do you want to study here? Why not Jamaica? Ask you that. Then, if you're approved, like I did, they said, okay, you'll get it in 2 weeks to a month. Then he got the visa. Yeah, it's pretty much like that, but it's a hectic process. It's not. That's a like really simplified version. At any point, they can say no. At any point.
At any point.
At any point, yeah.
So how long was that time frame? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. It was like, I started in like December, like before Christmas, December 2014, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was completed at like August. Like August of 2015. Then I came up in August, like August 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Of 2015, yep. No, a few days before classes start. I think classes started the 22nd at...
Yes.
Yeah. 2015, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I think it was like the 18th.
So, you said you had family live here.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Apparently, you've met before them going to Jamaica or Jamaica coming to here.
Jamaica coming to here. No, I didn't know them prior to that. They knew me as a baby, so.
They just opened their door for you to come.
Yep.
So did you have any preconceived ideas about Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. Based on movies, you know. I was like, oh, God. Any other state, but there's, like, Oklahoma. But it's pretty nice. Like, I'd prefer it. Like, I'd say, oh, hey, take me to New York, because I was like, yeah, New York, but... I think I'd prefer it over New York.
Really?
Yep. I like the slow life.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it is slower.
Yeah.
What's your transportation in Jamaica?
Oh, typically, like, taxi, or you take your own ride if you have one.
Do a lot of people have cars?
I'd say like 30% of the population.
Oh, that's a small.
Yep, not like here. No. Yeah.
Do you have city life in the parish that you lived in? Yeah. Like, per se, we have here in Tulsa the big buildings, the walking down the streets, the restaurants.
Yeah, but not like big buildings like you do, but there's like... a center, like, for example, it will be Mandeville. That's the big town where I come from in Manchester.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. But Kingston would be like here downtown, but it's not this nice. It would be like this.
Really?
Kind of like this.
But slow life.
As in, with regards to the buildings.
Yeah. Like that. Well, I'm talking about life compared to New York versus Tulsa. You say New York's life is a lot faster.
Oh, yeah.
So is Jamaica's life a lot slower?
So, oh, yeah. It's like here.
Uh-huh.
Just like, I'd say more friendlier persons. Yeah. You'd see more persons outside than you do here. Like, when I'm walking in the evenings, I hardly see anyone. But...
No.
It's pretty normal in Jamaica to see everyone out.
Oh.
Yep.
I see. I might ask you this, but did anything disappoint you while you got here, other than, I know you talked about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Mm-hmm. Anything else? Okay. No.
Would you ever go back to live in Jamaica?
Oh, yes, I would.
Once you got your degree?
Yeah.
Can you transfer your nursing down there?
Oh, yes.
It does transfer?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I guess one of my last few questions for you, I'm sure Brianna's going to have some follow-up questions.
Okay.
Is technological, you said you were a technical society down there, technological school.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys have internet, Wi-Fi, TV,
yes.
The modern things that we have here?
Yeah, yes, we do.
You do?
Yeah, I get that question a lot, but yes, we do. It's pretty common.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I can only imagine. I mean, coming to Oklahoma from Jamaica.
Yeah, it was, for the most part, I'd say, it was like a nice transition. It's just... nicer stuff, like an upgrade, basically. nice
coming
homes.
To America is not great.
Yeah, air conditioner and in homes. Yeah, that's not a thing in Jamaica.
What about you're living on? You lived on an island, right?
Yes,
I was. Was you more inland?
Yeah, there is a beach, but it's not the nicest. So we normally go out of parish.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't surf or anything like
that? No, I can't surf. I know it's terrible, but I can't.
Yeah.
Surf.
Oh, no, I understand. Yeah. I understand.
Yeah,
the weather down there, stormy, rainy, tropical, humid?
It's tropical, but from September to, November is, the storm season. There may be storms.
Yeah.
For example, if you hear a storm in Florida, it probably hit Jamaica.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hurricanes?
Hurricanes, yeah, that's one. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No electricity for, 3 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, it's terrible.
But humidity? Is it real humid down there like it is Florida?
No, it's not. It's pretty nice.
All right. Well, Brianna, do you have any follow-up questions for him?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so my first question would be, you said when you were talking, the American dream. What is the American dream to you? Can you describe that to me?
The American dream, what the movies portray. So you'd have money, you'd have a job, happiness, a family, be able to sustain all of that. That's the dream. That's how I interpret it.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you were talking a little bit about the schools, and it's first grade through fifth grade, you said, and then after 12th grade.
Seventh
grade.
Yeah.
Alright. And you said that sometimes most kids after 12th grade can go right on to college.
Yeah.
So I was wondering what you thought about that. Do you think that there should be something in between right after high school and the college?
Should there? Yes, there should. It's really competitive, seeing as there's only 3 universities, and nobody. If you don't get into the universities, then it's you'll have to choose a vocation as your career. So I think more options should be available, because 3 universities at 3,000 students. With several high schools. I don't think it's enough, but, yeah.
All right. You said vacation. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Oh,
what
I mean,
do you mean by vacation?
Oh,
Okay. Oh,
the school? If you're referring to the... I meant vacation, technical schools. Yeah.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about the private school? You said there was only, one private school down there.
Yeah.
Do you know any information about that?
Oh, yes, I do. It's a private school. It costs, maybe 10 times as much as it would cost to attend a public school. And public schools aren't free like they are here. You have to pay. So it's you can't pay your school fee every year, academic year, every 9 months, you'd pay your fee. But at the private schools, it's every month you pay.
What school did you go to?
But we still... Oh, Manchester High School.
Okay.
It's the school that represents the parish. Manchester. Yeah.
You mentioned that when coming here, they could tell you no at any time. When you're coming to Tulsa Community College, they could just tell you no, and then they would make you go back to Jamaica. Why is that?
Okay, why? It's generally if you lie per se, on a visa interview, they don't trust an answer you give, stuff like that. So yeah, but all your money will go up in flames, because we spent maybe $3,000 just to get everything right for the interview, and then after that, school fee.
Okay, we asked you about what you thought of Oklahoma, and you said your exact words were, "Oh my God." So what is "Oh my God"? What is the result that made you say, "Oh my God"?
Oh, it's just, like, the movies portrayed you guys a certain way. So I was like, I'm not sure I want to go to that state. I'd rather another state, but seeing as I'm here, it's not that bad. That's what I'm saying. It's pretty good.
And you talked a little bit about New York, and you said that there, was your second option New York, or you just wanted to come to Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah. Because it's what I see in the movies. You only see, like, California, or you'd see Texas, Oklahoma. Those are the states you'll generally see in movies. So, like, those are, like, the only four states I really knew, per se. All
right. So, after you graduate from here, you said that you wanted to take a year off. And work? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Right? Correct?
Yeah. Okay. It's not that I want, it's that I have to. Legally, I have to. Yep. Legally, you have to work.
So would you ever...
Or go home. Whichever it is you choose. But who wants to go home instead of work? So
after you graduate and you work for the whole year, do you plan on going back to Jamaica with your family? Are you
going to
stay here in Oklahoma?
See, the thing is, when you're, like, here, to go back, it's basically the same process again. So it's like, oh, like, go through that, just stay. Unless, like, if you're going, you're like, okay. Like, say, for example, someone passed away, then I'd have to go and just go through it again.
So you do have to go through all the process again if you just want to go back for...
Yeah, you just don't have to pay the money. You have to, like, request with the international office, get a new I-20, they send it down. Then you'd have to go to Miami. Again, they verify your stuff. Then to wherever you want to go.
All right, so can you tell me a little bit how Oklahoma is different than Jamaica? Just comparing them.
Okay, so temperature-wise, they're very different. As in, social life, different as well. Infrastructure, they're different. Buildings are built differently, different standards. I kind of like how you guys build stuff for, like, disabled bathrooms. Like, for example, there's both a male and a female bathroom here in the Metro campus in a single bathroom. That's really progressive. Jamaica is not that progressive as yet. So, yeah, I kind of like that.
Alright, well, those are all the follow-up questions I have.
Okay, cool.
I do have a couple. In Jamaica, at your high school, do you have, like, any sports?
Oh, yeah. I played basketball, but I wasn't really any good at it. We have cricket. We have soccer. But it's called football. We have soccer. But, yeah. But those are the three main sports.
Cricket. What is cricket?
I figured. I was just about to explain. Because maybe you guys have no idea what it is. It's like... For example, a guy has a stick, it's called a bat, the next guy has a ball, and there's a wicket that you aim for, and they hit it, they can make, if you hit it, you can run, make runs, if you hit it far enough, you can get a 4 where you don't have to run, or a 6, yeah, it's pretty good, but I butchered the explanation, but it's a good sport.
So is it kind of like baseball?
Yeah, I like baseball. But there, at any point, there are two guys on the field, not just one guy with a bat. Two guys.
What was your high school's mascot? Or did you have that mascot?
We don't have a mascot. No, it's not like that. No. You just went out and represent. There wasn't a mascot.
Mm-hmm. Was sports popular back home?
Mm-hmm.
Very competitive as far as... Yeah. Like, we have OU versus OSU here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was generally Manchester versus Tets. That's Manchester, where I went, versus Tets, which is St. Elizabeth Technical High School. That's like technical high school again, like a vocation. They train you to just go. It's a high school that sends you straight to like a vocational school. So it's like that. And the rival, there was a rivalry between the both of us. So yeah, that was it.
You was talking about the price of going to school. In public school, you pay tuition just like you would for a private school?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming you have poverty in Jamaica just like we have poverty here.
Mm-hmm.
What do those children do if they can't afford, parents can't afford to send them to school? Is there provisions made, the government help, or?
No, it's, you should be able to afford, like, if you can, people in the community often help out. That's generally how it goes. That's why I said, like, even if someone's poor, someone will help out to ensure that their child
can go to school. Structures of families are a little bit different then.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have households that has grandma, mom, children? Is that how you guys live in Jamaica as a community house, home?
Yeah, because I personally, I didn't live with my dad. I knew of him. Oh, well, he lived pretty close. I only knew of him, though, but I've seen him on the road. We've talked, but it was like that until he passed away. That was like when I really got to know him, like maybe like the month before he died. Yeah. So that's when I really knew him. So, yeah. But I lived with my grandmother, grandfather, my mother, my brother, my sister.
So if brother or sister had children and they couldn't afford it, mom and grandma and you would pitch in together to make sure that their children gets an education.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how we get. For example, if it reaches a case where someone is unable to in the community, you'd often hear about it on the news. They'd get people to rally up, send the child to school. It's like that. That's how it is.
Pretty tight-knit community.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's pretty cool. Do you guys have, like, Social Security and welfare, anything like that, like we have here in Tulsa?
Not Social Security, but there's, what's it called? I'm not sure. It's when you're older, though. That's when you get it. You have to be, like, what's it called? Like, 70? You had to work, like, for the government, though.
Medicare?
No, not here. It's in Jamaica. I'm not sure what it's called.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's kind of like Medicare, I guess.
Yeah.
Where you work. If you work for the government, they pay you. It's kind of like a pension, but not pension.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
So you said that in your household, it was your grandparents, your mom, and then did you have
brother,
siblings?
Sister. Yeah, a brother and a sister.
Okay. What was that like? What was a normal, typical day over there?
Oh, I know.
Like from when you woke up to when you got home.
Okay. Was I in school at the time or not?
Yeah, you could go. Just a normal.
All right.
No spring break or something like that.
Say it's a normal school day. I'd get up at like 6, do like brush my teeth, all of that, bathe. Then I'd walk like 10 minutes to get a taxi, drive to school, walk a little, get to school. From school, I'd be there from like, what, 7? 7 to 3. Then we leave. Typically, I wouldn't go home at the same time. I'd maybe go to a game arcade. Then get back at like 5. If it's, for example, summer now, I'd get up at like 9. Then I would go with my friends. We would probably do like some weird stuff. For example, what we normally did during summer is Okay, so we live in like a residential area where they're building homes. We would often like build a makeshift home from zincs, wood. Then we would like ask our parents for money, buy food. Then we would like get wood, make a fire, take our mom's pot, and then make food. Then we'd play cricket, football, or something, because like it's just empty land. There isn't any construction at that point. That's what we do. Okay. Yeah, I was like 15 at the time. I kind of grew that out now. So,
so what were your classes like? Like here in our high school, we have, where I graduated from, there was 7 class periods. Oh, and they were like maybe 50 minutes or shorter. What was it like in Jamaica?
In Jamaica, you had to choose one foreign language between first to third form, which is grade 7, to ninth. Yeah, 7, 8. You had to choose one. It was Spanish. You had to choose Spanish. And then you, for example, take history, English, mathematics, science, 4 subjects at that time, I believe. Then when you get to fourth form now, where you want to decide what you want to do with your life, they give you the option to choose what subjects to. You look at the university or wherever you want to go to, look at the subjects that align with your career. Then you choose subjects based on that, but you had to choose a foreign language. So I chose French.
Oh, that's a good one. Mm-hmm. Do you speak French, or you just took it to...
Because I had to. But I do recognize, like, simple stuff.
Alrighty, Andre. Okay. I think we're good. Okay. Thank you for letting us interview you.
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.